Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. They ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Black won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. And I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economics. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry, and put that pulls in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lead. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations who got the money. That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor, then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk only control less than 35 thousandths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly, they can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. You know you only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March, who cares? Marching has never changed anything.
Now, I learned this from Joel Osteen. That's my man. He be texting me. That's my man. This God done put some people around me, show me some stuff. He was telling this story. He said, this man that went to heaven, and he was walking with Peter down this aisleway, and it was going down this corridor, had a lot of doors on it, and said all these doors had names on it. And he said, Peter, let me ask you something. What's all these doors, these names on? He said, don't worry about it. Just go ahead. So he kept walking. He messed around. He saw one of them doors and had his name on it. He said, whoa. He said, hey, Peter, this here ain't got my name on it. Something I need to know? He said, man, don't worry about that. You here now. Just go on in there and talk to him. See what he's here. He said, nah, I want to know what's in the door. He said, you sure you want to see what's in the door? He said, yeah. So he opened up the door. It was a warehouse. It had number shelves on it. And then the shelves had nothing but packages. And all the packages had his name on them. And he said, what is all these boxes? He said, that's all of the blessings, all of the things God wanted to ship to you. But number one, you didn't ask him for it. Then number two, you didn't believe you would have it. Then you doubted him. And then you felt like you wasn't worthy. And so now all these boxes is up here. Now the man standing there wishing he had never even been in the room. And I started thinking. I got some dudes that work for me. And I said, I want you to do this graph for me. And that's what I'm finna show you now. See, what you're having is, when God sends your package, he only sends it to one street. That's Faith Street. You got to stay in faith. You can't move off of Faith Street. You can't get on Doubted Drive. You can't be over there and start doubting it, because your package going to go right on by. You can't lose your faith and get on Not Meant to Be Way, because your package is going to keep going right on by. Because the package just go to Faith Street. You can get your little feelings hurt, I ain't worthy. Guess what? Your package gonna keep going right on by. You have not because you ask not. Then you sit up here and start feeling sorry for yourself. You go over on Pity Way, your package keep going right on by. If you stay right on Faith Street, don't ever come off, because the blessing is coming. If you wait on it, here it comes. It may not come when you want it, but it's on time. But if you get up and you move off of Faith Street, your box gonna get sent back to sender. And now you're gonna have a warehouse with a bunch of boxes with your name on it that you didn't never get. And I don't know about you, but I want everything he got for me. If he got something for me, I need all of mine. Because I don't know about you, but God lay you out, man. God will give you stuff. Man, he done took me places. I ain't never thought I was going to go. I done seen parts of the world I never even thought I could go to. He done gave me stuff. He done put people in my life. God will do it for you, man. But you just got to stay, man. Use these principles of success. Understand, God is just that way. He'll lay you out. Because if he can lay me out, see, if he fix me and change me and get me over here trying to do better, I ain't perfect. I'm just trying to do better. I still say some stuff I ain't supposed to say. You understand? I ain't got it all together yet. I just got in the gate. I'm a new kind of Christian. But ain't no lock on my gate either. So if you see, once you check me, I'm probably going to check you back. But I'm getting better at that. I don't know how to love my enemies yet. I'm getting better at it, though. But it's a process. And the more times we can make people understand that it's a process, the more people can come in. And y'all people that have been good to me, that have been praying for me. I mean, man, my mama, if she could see me now, I just wish my mama could see me. Because she's been praying for this hill all her life. Watch my son. Well, he done watched me, mama. And I'm cool now. And my philosophy is very simple. I was who I was, but I am who I am. And I'm cool with both them people. Because who I was wasn't that bad a cat. I made some mistakes, but I've been changed a little bit. And it's still a process. And the more people that you invite into the process, the better this is. Because ain't nobody perfect no how. So I really appreciate y'all, man, hearing me and listening to me. I'm going to ask Kirk Franklin.
Many a young athlete entertains hoop dreams. Few, if any, have tried as hard to make them come true as the kid our Steve Hartman has gone to see.
Every week, he set himself up for disappointment. Every week, 13-year-old Jamarian Stiles came to this community center in Boca Raton, Florida, hoping to play basketball with the other kids. And every week, he was rejected.
They'll start picking teams, and I would be the only one left out. And then they'll just tell me, just go home and stuff. You can break someone's heart like that.
The problem was obvious to everyone but Jamarian. He lost his hands and most of his arms as an infant due to a rare bacterial infection. But he insisted that was no reason to give up his hoop dreams.
What about soccer? Have you heard of that sport?
Yeah, hear it every day.
Why don't you play soccer? That just seems like the obvious thing.
You would think that I would be good at soccer. I'm really not. I'm horrible.
Which is why, on the first day of class here at Eagles Landing Middle School, Jamarian took his case to basketball coach Darian Williams.
Yeah.
Said he wanted to be on the team this year.
I said, all great, well, just make sure you try out.
He said, okay, great, but what are you really thinking?
This man has no arms.
Yeah.
How is he going to play basketball? But, man, he told me, Mr. Williams, I've never been on a team before. Even if I don't play, I just want to be on the team. And how could I say no to that?
And that's how the Eagles got their first armless basketball player. Jamarian, number two there, quickly earned a reputation as the hardest worker on the squad.
He was usually the first one in the gym, usually the last one to leave.
Still, he sat on the bench most of the season.
Try one more.
Until last month. Coach put him in the game with about 6 minutes left. And when he eventually got the ball on the far side of the court, everyone yelled, shoot it! So he did. And sank. A three-pointer. And if you didn't quite see that, don't worry. Because shortly after, he got the ball again. This time on the near side. For another three-pointer. At the buzzer. Jamarian Stiles, the kid no one would pick, was now everyone's hero. Needless to say, today, Jamarian can play all he wants at the community center. He just made the volleyball team and has every intention of playing football next year. Really, the only thing he won't play is the victim.
If I could wave a magic wand right now and give you your arms back, would you want them?
I don't need them.
You don't need them?
Nope.
Who needs hands when you've got this kind of touch?
smile. Let me know you hear me. Stay a while, play with me, as long as you will hear me. Way to go, straight out in the love to hear your laughter. Without a care, you are there, together ever after.
Okay, we're doing some, we started yesterday, doing brainstorming. We're going to be doing webinars, and we're going to be doing different types of webinars. So what I've been doing, we started yesterday, but then during this podcast, that's why I've been playing so much music. I started about thinking about different distinctions. So we're going to come back in 3 minutes and pick back up where we left from yesterday, and make more clear with our webinar distinctions. One that we'll be talking about are home buying webinars, but we want to talk about other distinctions, including health and wellness, in about 3 minutes.
Wait a minute. You know my baby, she won't let me in. I've got a few pennies. I'm gonna buy myself a bottle of gin, and then I'm gonna call my buddy on the telephone and say, so hard all day long. Everything I try to do seems to always turn out wrong. That's why I want to stop by on my way home. Have a little taste, but don't lose your cool and start messing up the man's place. Ain't no harm to take a little nip, but don't you fall down and bust your lip. No, no.
It's Monday morning, 11 a.m., probably a little bit too soon to follow the advice of Ray Charles, Let's Go Get Stoned. We need to be wide awake. Let me open up the mic. Good morning, Kimmy Kay. If she's there.
Good morning. How are
Good
you?
Morning. Fine, fine. I was thinking now. We were talking about yesterday doing 25 webinars. So something I came up with, we can do 25 webinars, which will be broken into specific topics. But let's get to health and wellness, which that's your forte. So you have a product. First thing, how many products do you have in your product line?
69.
Ooh, okay, plenty. What would be
69?
What would be some of the if we were putting together a webinar? What would be some good topics that would bring people in? Let me give you an example because I don't know your product line, your whole product line. You have anything for weight loss?
We do, we do. Well, and actually. My company's having a weight loss challenge right now, which is a 90-day weight loss challenge, and anyone can enter it. You would just have to use 3 products a month, but $10,000 cash is up for grabs to win. There's going to be 3 winners. The grand prize wins $5,000, and the second and third place prizes get $2,500 in cash.
Now that would be a good topic to build webinar around.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So it's the I got the prize money, but it's the 90-day weight challenge.
It's actually, believe it or not, there's three different things that you can enter for. You can enter for weight loss. You can enter for what they call fitness or toning. So in essence, just toning up and building muscle. And then there's also a beauty side of it, because we have a product that was plant-based, actually researched, found, and created in France. And it is something huge. It's viral over in Europe right now. The actual ingredient is called Volufilin. And what it is, it actually takes fat cells in the body. You would take this cream that we have. It's called a BBL, or we refer to it as a butt and boob lift. But it actually, it plumps and grows wherever you want to put it. So if you want your booty to grow, if you want your chest to grow, you simply put it on twice a day. And we have scientific results backing that this stuff is phenomenal. I personally have been using it for a couple weeks, and I cannot believe the difference. It actually, people are using it for, it's almost like, I call it Botox in a bottle, because it is taking fine lines and wrinkles off people's faces. If you have cellulite, it's removing, it's smoothing out the cellulite. It's pretty amazing the different things that can happen. So, yes, there's going to be the weight loss, there's going to be the fitness and toning, and then there's going to be the beauty line.
Okay,
so
let's start with the weight loss. Now, is it whoever loses the most weight or what? How does the person get their 10 pounds?
No. It doesn't matter weight loss who loses the most. It's who makes the biggest transformation, in essence. What happens is the last challenge that we had, the gentleman that won in 90 days on our product actually lost 146 pounds. So he majorly transformed.
That's transforming.
Yeah, 146 pounds in 90 days is nothing. That's awesome. So with this.
Now, the transformation, well, because you can lose 50 pounds and look slightly different. So
right. What's
the,
right.
With this contest, what's the definition? What is transformation? What would that look like?
It's just reaching your high self. So in essence, let's just say you would choose whichever one that you want to enter into. Like the only requirements is that you have to take a before and after picture. You have to hold up a sign in front of you that says the company name, so that way that we know that it's actually current pictures. We have products for packages set up for each of the categories, or you can simply purchase three of your own items of choice, which right now everything's buy three, get one free anyway, so you would actually get four items. For whatever your wanting to achieve. So some people want to achieve different things. Some people want to do weight loss. Some people
stick to the weight loss for the moment.
So with the weight loss.
That's a huge demographic. Now, what are some of the products that you offer to help it to achieve that?
Okay, so for the weight loss, we have the detox, which I have talked to you about, the zeolite detox. that helps detox the body of all kinds of heavy metals or toxins that are in the body. It affects, toxins can also affect gut health. So when you remove those toxins out of the body, that helps your gut health clean up. So we have the detox that helps. We have the greens, which I've spoke about before, which is a full serving of greens and
does that come in powder
fruit
form?
Every day. And you can make smoothies and stuff out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So me personally, what I do is we have a wildcat protein shake, which I absolutely love it. It's not chalky or anything, but it has nootropics in it, and it's great for getting your morning started. Nootropics is like brain food. So I start off with a smoothie in the morning with a wildcat, and then lunchtime I usually make a smoothie with the greens. Or I have the type of blender that can make like an ice cream almost. So I will mix my greens in and make almost like a yogurt or an ice cream. So it feels more filling to me.
Mm-hmm.
Have that for lunch with some fruit or half a sandwich or whatever else I choose. Then we have they're called Slim Thick Appetite Suppressant Gummies. They have CBD in them. They have all kinds of natural, everything that's in them is natural, and they literally work great for appetite suppressant. And then alongside that, we have a thermogenic fat-burning gummy, which literally speeds up your metabolism to help burn fats and calories in your body. So the Slim Thick and the thermogenic fat burner work phenomenal together.
Okay.
So usually I'll take those in the afternoon after my smoothie, my green smoothie at lunchtime, and then I'll eat a good dinner in the evening. And that's pretty much how my day goes.
Right. Now, with a 90-day challenge, this guy did, what did he do during that? He ordered, I imagine, some products.
He took three products. He took the wild cat protein shake
mm-hmm.
that I was talking about, the powder.
Right.
He did that. He did the Slim Thick appetite suppressant, and he did the thermogenic fat-burning gummies. That's the only three products that he did.
Now, what would be a total outlay per month for those three items?
Those three items right now, I can get a discount price for everybody. It would be $180 a month.
For those three products, okay. And he lost 146 pounds?
146 pounds in 90 days.
In 90 days. That's transformational. And now this $10,000 prize money, is that awarded for each category or overall?
No. It's what will happen is everyone who submits or enters, they decide which path they want to take or which category they want to do, and they submit it, then everyone who's in those categories, there will be a winner from each category.
Okay.
So whichever one that is judged, like the CEOs of the company will pick the top 10, then they will take the top 10 people, and America gets to vote for the winners out of those top 10.
All right. Now, what about the
go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the fitness category. That's what it is, fitness? Oh, toning.
Toning.
I guess that's dealing with body definition, like six-packs or something like that.
Right, right. Toning up.
Now, what products do you have for
that? So in essence, if people have lots of cellulite and stuff like that, or, you know, they just have a muffin top gut, and during that 90 days, they get rid of that muffin top, or they tone up, like a lot of people get the flabby underarms and stuff. So if they're working out and they're watching what they're eating and stuff and taking the products, and they tone that up and turn it from fat to muscle, then they are going to be in the running, have a good shot at winning that money. Because whichever category has the biggest transformation, in essence, that will be the top winner. So it doesn't have
all
to
right.
be, you know, a weight loss or toning. It's whoever has the biggest transition or transformation in those three categories will be the top winner. And then there will be two other winners selected out of each of the remaining categories, which will get $2,500 cash.
All right. Well, cash prize is all the way around.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think the weight loss and the toning, I think if I had to pick one, I think the weight loss would probably be the most proper. Well, how was it the last time? I mean, which category had the most people sign up?
Well, actually, the last time that we did it, it was just strictly weight loss. Weight loss
right.
or highest self is what they were calling it.
I see. Let's just do a webinar based around that. Now, how
okay.
many products – you got a total product line of 69 items, but how
yes.
many items just for weight loss alone?
Oh, well, I don't have – an exact count at the moment, but let me see. So we have Wildcat that could go with it. We have thermogenic gummies. We have the appetite suppressant gummies. We have the GTFO, which is the zeolite detox. We have the unicorn drops, which helps with gut health. It oxygenates the blood. It gives you energy, which helps get your metabolism going. So there's all
okay.
those. There's the greens. So I would say 2, 4, 6. So we have two different greens. I would say we probably have at least 8 to 10 items that could go for the weight loss for different things, just right offhand. That's not having all the product line in front of me to actually look.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to give me a minute, I can pull it up and look. That's just off
sure.
the top of my head, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hold on. Oh, we actually, there's another one that we have. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
There's another one called Roar, which has HTP5 and testosterone in it, which most people don't know that testosterone supplements are not only for men, they're actually good for women as well.
Okay. That alone, that's a whole webinar in itself. You can build around that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I plan on doing one for sure for that because there's just so much goodness that comes out of it. Not only weight loss, but you're improving your health, your gut health, everything all the way around.
Okay, so one on weight loss. All right. Not today, but let's give it to like Wednesday. By Wednesday, could you have 25 pictures available for us that we can post up online on Facebook?
25 pictures of
the weight loss product line that you have.
Yes, okay. Yes, I can.
And, all right, so have that for us by Wednesday. We can post it up on our Facebook page, which is it's Miles
okay.
TV, and then okay. we'll post it up there. And then Robin's not here today. Wednesday we can also start putting some dates down, because I'm looking at that 90-day challenge. I like that idea, because what I'm looking
yeah.
at is if we did 25 workshops, just say 25 workshops a month based on weight loss within a 75 webinars in 90 days based on weight loss. But here's some other things, but just on weight loss, because I'm looking at weight loss is something that there's a lot of people out here that want to lose weight.
Right.
Yep. And they want to do it safely, so.
Right, and it ties into bettering your health all the way around as well. Because
you're
not only,
if you got good health, you got everything.
That's right.
Right, so, all right, so Wednesday have the weight loss pictures, not the pictures, the pictures of the weight loss products that you sell. And
okay.
then we can set dates, webinar dates, including probably some offline events, because I'll probably be able to do some here.
Okay.
And then Wednesday we can also discuss it. Once we set those dates, those two things on Wednesday, I don't want to overload for a day. But I like the idea of the 90-day challenge.
It ends. All pictures have to be turned in on June 30th. All
okay.
pictures are submitted. So, you know, that's when it will end.
All right. So, the contest is in motion now.
Yes.
Okay. So people that are interested in joining, but the pictures have to be submitted.
Well,
or the before and after pictures?
Well, anyone can join at any time. When they decide
right.
they're going to join, they would submit their before picture when they join.
Okay.
The after picture, their final results, they will take up another picture on June 30th and submit it to the company then.
So let's say hypothetically you can join May 1st.
You can.
But you'll have to submit a before picture.
You would submit
a
before.
What's the deadline for the after picture?
June 30th is the day that they're due.
Okay, so, well, people can achieve results.
That's right.
But the main thing is to lose weight, whether it be 5 pounds or whatever amount. The thing is, do it, make some type of improvement. So,
right.
That,
absolutely.
That's the idea of it.
Absolutely.
Just gonna be losing massive amounts of weight.
Right.
Quickly.
Well, look at it this way. Right. You're doing it in a safe manner with all natural products. And the bonus is you can be entered to win a chunk of up to $10,000. So
right. That'll be the bonus. So, right.
You're right. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, you're not only losing weight and gaining better health, but I can also win money. Yes, please.
Mm.
Yes, please.
And absolutely. Now a person can also use the product. Now, I'm just guessing, speculating. They can loot for the products that they're using. What if they're looking for a business opportunity to be a distributor? Does that exist?
Yes. Yes, it does. I'm currently
okay.
accepting people. And we not only deal with, there's many ways that you can set it up to work your business. I actually have in place, I've set up wholesale as well.
Mm.
So people can actually go into businesses, they can email businesses, they can sell to family, friends, they can do it on social networking, they can have home parties, they can do events like at fairs or little, like we were talking about, setting up little events. They could set up at events. They can do festivals. They
mm-hmm.
can do the home parties. They can do parties on Facebook. There's just so many different outlets to actually working this business that we've created.
Oh,
so
you know, I got to take a quick break, 4-minute break. When we open back up the mic. The party thing. I want you to go into detail with that, with what you do.
Okay.
Thank you.
They can market through a party concept.
Yeah. Yeah, you can have a home party. You could have a party at an event, or they can do a party online through Facebook.
Now, how would that look, a Facebook party? I know what a watch party is, you know, with Amazon. You're watching a TV show or a movie, and they got a thing where you can click for a watch party. And that's I got that picture. But how would a Facebook party look?
Okay, so how a Facebook party would work is a person that wants to have a party would invite friends. Like, you could, I would say invite anywhere from 10 to 30 friends.
Mm-hmm.
The friends would accept the party invitation, and then so you would create a group. So only the people that entered that group would be able to be a part of it. And then it would usually last for about a week. You can make it however much you want. But
it's a long party.
Week, well, it doesn't have to be. It's not like... Like, there would be an event. There's an event. You can do it anywhere from, one day to a week. But I've found to be more successful if people do it within a week, because people, you want to find out about people's health needs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, then you can give them information along the way about things that could be helpful to them, and then you tell them some other things along the way. So literally what you're doing is you're like making, in essence, a Facebook post. So you would do a couple posts during the day, get people to be a part of it, get them commenting, stuff like that. But then you would actually have... It's not that people have to be there all week long, but it is there for them. Now, then there would be a live event where there's multiple ways of doing it. You can either do a live event where you're actually showing each of the products and demonstrating them.
I got that visual. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, or a lot of times they will have kind of like a webinar almost, where you would set up many different like slide presentations almost. So I say slide presentations, but it's actually a post. Like you would make a post, so you would make it like a journey of different things. Maybe like 10 different things. It only lasts about a half an hour because people are busy. So you do it within, a half an hour time. So you can intertwine. You can do it however you like. The system is already set up. I already have created everything. So it's just pretty much people choosing to do it however they would like. And I would give them whatever they need. Or I can teach them how to create their own. They can literally do it however they like.
Now, are you on Clubhouse?
No, I'm not.
I highly suggest you get on Clubhouse.
Clubhouse? Okay.
Yeah. if you look on your phone, just type, matter of fact, hold it. I might be able to invite you. Let me see. Let me open up my clubhouse.
What's it used for? Honestly, I've never heard
of it. It's an audio app that it's very popular for networking, all kind of conversations, but all, you also have people promoting businesses on there. And what you're talking about would fit into Clubhouse.
Okay.
Let me see. Let me see if I can. How would I? Okay. Oh, give me your phone number.
My phone number?
Yeah, where I can send you an invite by, I guess, text.
614?
Oh, hold on, wait a minute. 614, uh-huh.
869?
869, uh-huh. 4949. 4949. Oh, I got to hit my, all right. I'm going to send you an invite right now.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And then once you receive that, it'll probably make you download an app, but that's the Clubhouse app.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you.
It's pretty popular and it's hot. It's like it's not as nowhere as big as Facebook yet, but you can it's like you can tap into real people real fast. You didn't know a few minutes ago. Anyway, but I sent you a text. So
great.
Just all right. That was Rob's on there as well. Okay, so Wednesday, have picture. Or we're gonna. What I like is we're gonna plan for 90 days. We're going to start setting dates on this coming Wednesday based on 90 days, although Wednesday's not going to be day one, but we'll get a calendar out and start setting dates. And we're going to start with the health and wellness aspect, particularly the weight loss will be that's always something popular that people attracted to, and some people have started. And I know a friend of mine told me once. He said, "Now I don't know. I don't like to use the word diet, but he said any weight loss program will help. You just have to stick to it. Just find one thing, and just stick to it."
Well, the thing is, everybody. Bodies are different.
Right.
So not the same thing works for everybody, but like you said, if you find one thing that works, then yeah, roll with it.
Right, because what worked for me, and I really wasn't trying to lose weight, but I lost 55 pounds, been able to keep 50 of it off consistently. I cut out fried food, except for fried rice, but I cut out fried food, bread, particularly white bread, and sugar. That was it. and I dropped like 55 pounds.
That's phenomenal. Congratulations.
Unless I've been able to keep up. I wasn't big in the first place, but it put me in the high school weight. I'll put it that way.
Oh, that's always exciting.
Right.
That's really exciting.
Right. So,
way to go.
You know, I wasn't, let's see, the most I weighed at the SC was like maybe 230, because I'm 6'8". So that's not
right.
Fat. It's slightly overweight, because the healthy weight for me is between BMI, body mass index, is 168 to 227. So I was just like 3 pounds over. But when I cut out those three things, that was it. I ate anything else I wanted, you know, any kind of portion I wanted. But it didn't take long either. I dropped down to, I think, the lowest I got was 178. But then it seems what normal is, I'm bouncing between 180, 185. The largest I've gotten has been maybe I'm 190 right now. Okay, so, but I can weigh as much as 227. But I'm trying to stay below. I've been, for probably over 2 years now, I've been able to maintain under 200 pounds. Because I'm looking at, if I want to eat some ice cream or cheesecake or, you know.
Right.
Whatever, I can do it, and I won't be endangering myself, so.
Right.
That's
great.
And now, along with that, I drink a lot of water. So
yeah, that's
an
important part.
Right, that's a very important part, drinking a lot of water. Because if I had to name one thing that people can use if you want to maintain a healthy body weight, I would say water. If I had to name one thing, is drink an adequate amount of water on a consistent daily basis.
Absolutely.
In any event. Alright, some topics that I had on here for home buyer webinars. I got repair versus replace. We're going to move that over. Right, here's what we're going to move over to tomorrow, Tuesday. So Kimmy, you don't have to call in tomorrow. Just call in Wednesday.
Okay.
And, well, you can call it any time you want, but Wednesday we'll pick back up with the pictures and all that, with the webinar.
Okay.
Tomorrow what we're going to do is we're going to do the home buyer webinar piece, particularly repair versus replace. And what repair versus replace is, let's say a person's got a leaky roof. Okay. Do you need to replace it, or can you just repair it? Or the refrigerator's on the blank, or the washing machine's on the blank, or the clothes, whatever's on it, do you need to replace it or repair it? So tomorrow we're going to go over repair and replace home buyer webinars, which include home buyer tours, second tranche housing. We're going to get into... somebody sent me some audio this morning on Grant Cardone and wealth metrics, Amish economics, and then we're going to start to map out the 90-day challenge. And I just got this idea as you were speaking, because this wasn't on the program as when we started today. 90-day webinar challenge for our home buyer webinars. So we'll carry all those topics, which I had for today, but we're going to carry those over to tomorrow, because as Kimmy was speaking, like I said, the 90-day, once you mentioned 90-day challenge.
Yeah.
I got on my laptop and added into today's program notes. So I think 90 days is not a long time, but it's, you know, it does have a sense of urgency on it.
Yeah.
So
90 days, like you said, is not a long time, but 90 days, a lot of things can change in 90 days. No
right.
matter what aspect of your life you're talking about.
True.
I mean, if you're talking about building a home that you're doing yourself, you know, 90 days.
You give me ideas right there. 90
yeah.
days. Let's say if a person, is facing whatever, foreclosure, eviction, whatever, with this pandemic. Well, I think the pandemic is basically over, but you know, that's my thought. But you give yourself a 90-day challenge. A 90-day challenge to find new housing.
Right. Yeah,
you know
can
what,
literally
matter
apply
fact,
it to anything.
You just gave me, and you know what, tomorrow, hold it, you just gave me an idea. Tomorrow's podcast is 90-day housing challenge. Okay, that's tomorrow. We're going to cover some of these other topics. They already have them programmed, those, but the headline will be 90-Day Housing Challenge. We'll cover that tomorrow, and then Wednesday we'll pick back with health and wellness. And then hopefully Rob will have Robin in here Wednesday. We'll get the calendars out, and then we'll start booking dates on this stuff.
Okay, sounds great.
So I'm going to end the podcast on that, Kimmy. Because that we got enough content to carry over for Tuesday as well as Wednesday, and then we can fill in any blanks if necessary on Thursday or Friday. Okay. Thank you, Kimmy. Thank you, everybody.
All right.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Have a great day.
And we'll cover over the program notes tomorrow.